Rubber game of the series between the Mets and Braves, and in Atlanta on Sunday, they're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Day at the ballpark. First inning, no score, Jose Reyes at the plate with a man on facing Julio Teheran.
Jose Reyes strokes one to right field, well hit over the head of Markakis, running wide open, can't make the play on the edge of the warning track, just beyond his reach. Circling the bases is Aoki. He'll come all the way around to score, and diving into third with a triple is Jose Reyes. And two batters into the game. A leadoff walk has been cashed in, and the Mets have the lead 1-0. Ground ball to the right side. Albies will feed Swanson. There's one. That's all they'll get with a run scoring. Albies had to move too far to his left.
Line drive caught by Julio Teheran right in his front of his face. That had dental work written all over it. How he got his glove up there, I have no idea.
It is Los Bravos Day.
Yes, it is.
Gazelman one peek to second. Back to the plate he comes, and a swing and a pop-up into foul territory. Is it playable for Dominic Smith in front of the Braves dugout? It is. Suzuki fouls to first, and the Braves only get one out of that. No hits. And he hits one a country mile up in the air, out toward right center field. Going, and gone. Cabrera with a two-run home run to right center field, and it's 5-1. A couple of balls absolutely crushed against Ramirez. 1-2 pitch, check swing tapper. Swinging bunt, first base side, Ramos has it. Short flip to first, and the Mets grab the series 2-1. Braves get two in the first inning. I should say the Mets get two in the first inning. And they hold up. They hold the lead all afternoon. And they finally beat the Braves. The final score today, Mets 5, Braves 1.
The Braves come up short in the rubber game of their series against the Mets. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
He extended the game really good. I mean, just kind of, he was having a really hard time with everything, it seemed like, in the first inning. Just the command, everything. But he kept it manageable. You know, you give up two runs, we got a long way to go. You still like your chances in the game, and it was good that he got through six. I don't know, like, it's just, he just kind of probably, after a while there, you know, you get a little tired and you're out there in the flow of the game, and I think things just seem to flow sometimes. You just stop making it a big issue and just kind of step back and just start pitching, and you know, you cease trying to force things, I think, as you're out there, and then, you know, if you do that, stay after it, you find your rhythm sometimes and do what he did. You know, he's what, 11-12 now, so, you know, I think he's fought through some issues and things and made some adjustments, and I know they've worked in the bullpen and on his delivery a little bit, and it's sharpened things up, and it's just, he had a bad first inning. That's just, you know, it happens. And the good thing is, when you have, he had a bad first inning, gave up two runs, and we had 9 at-bats left to get him a win.
Julio Teheran takes the loss, allowing 2 runs and 6 innings of work. He talked after.
I'm happy the way I've been doing my last month and a half. I think that I've been throwing the ball the way I wanted to throw. You know, it's sad whenever you feel like, okay, it's been almost the whole season, and now that's when I've been feeling better. But, you know, it's part of the game, and, you know, trying to do my best and working to finish it strong.
Up next, the Braves begin a series at home against the Nationals on Tuesday with Luis Gohara on the hill.